Since August 14th, Elon University has reported 264 positive cases of coronavirus. Those who test positive for the virus or are in close contact with a positive case are required to quarantine for 14 days, the length of COVID-19's incubation period. Students in quarantine are isolating themselves to preserve the mental health of those around them and maintain the spread of the virus. But as a result of their solitude, their mental health can face negative effects. You're listening to ENN Radio, a weekly podcast from Elon News Network, bringing you the story behind the headlines. I'm Anna Terry. This week, we are talking about the mental health impact quarantining has on some Elon students. While some Elon students are allowed to quarantine in their dorms if they have personal bathrooms and fridges, others must quarantine alone in hotel rooms.
So I was actually in class, one of my only in-person classes, when one of the flatmate who tested positive texted our group chat and was like, "Hey, letting you know I tested positive. I don't want you to freak out."
That is Elon sophomore Natalie Weichel.
The university hasn't really told me what to do except to quarantine. I'm just giving you a heads up. So immediately I'm sitting in the middle of class and I'm like, oh no, what do I do now?
Weichel was sitting in class early September when she got a text from one of her Danley flatmates saying she tested positive for COVID-19. Weichel and her flatmates immediately felt uneasy.
And we were all texting the group chat and her roommate had called the school to be like, "Hey, this is what's going on." And they're like, "Oh, you're fine. You can go to class if you feel fine. Like, we'll tell you later what to do." So we were all like, okay, we're not going to class. We're going to go get tested.
Weichel and her roommates were notified later in the evening that they were going to be quarantined at the True by Hilton Hotel in Burlington within that same night.
I was making sure I had all my school stuff. I was making sure I had, like, the books I need to read for class, making sure I had enough clothes, we brought snacks because we didn't know what the food situation was like. It was probably the most stressful 45, 50 minutes of my life. As someone who doesn't handle change very well, it's incredibly frustrating because you are given almost no time to change to your schedule, change your day-to-day life for 11 days, possibly more.
Once at the hotel, students are placed in separate rooms for the entirety of their quarantine. The only times they can leave their room are when they are going to pick up food from delivery services such as DoorDash. Students are also allowed to go on a 15-minute walk outside each day. During her time at the True, Weichel's window did not open, eliminating the possibility to get fresh air in her room. 0.2 miles away at the Hampton Inn, with a responsive staff and windows that opened, sophomore Lindsay Sullivan found no issues in the condition of her hotel room during her quarantine period from September 25th to October 9th. However, for Sullivan, issues with sleep and solitude did arise. I talked to her during her fourth day of isolation.
I am having like a harder time sleeping. It's hard to deal with loneliness, obviously, because I've never been like this alone for so long and I feel kind of cooped up. But other than that, yeah, I've just been like trying to find ways to distract myself.
With the lack of distractions available during these 2 weeks alone, for Weichel, some days were better than others.
The lack of human contact is incredibly isolating and it's not something that we're used to, especially as college students where we see probably 50 people at least a day in normal circumstances. So I would definitely say there were days where I felt great and I was thriving off the solitude and meditating. And then there were definitely days where I didn't get out of bed because where else did I have to go? What else was I going to do?
After going home from Elon in March, as the coronavirus made its way through the nation, Weichel spent her time in quarantine at home in Wake Forest, North Carolina with her parents. With her family to keep her company, Weichel's quarantine at True was the longest time she had spent completely alone.
Of course, I utilized like technology, FaceTiming my parents, my boyfriend, FaceTiming my friends, but it's not the same. And as much as we like to pretend that it is, it's really not. All of your anxiety is culminating in your head and you have nowhere to go to escape it, because in real life, I'm going to class, I don't need to think about that. Or, I'm going to work, I don't need to think about that.
Director of Counseling Services, Marie Shaw, says that students who struggle with mental health issues before going into quarantine usually have a different experience during the 2 weeks in isolation than students who don't. Shaw said, quote, "We're not seeing people often just because they say, I'm in quarantine. It's, I'm in quarantine. I've already had this anxiety, and now it's exacerbated. And so, we're looking at the larger clinical picture." End quote. If in need of guidance while in quarantine or under the regulations of physical distancing, students can choose to attend virtual appointments, workshops, support groups, or drop into the No Appointment Necessary outreach program, Let's Talk. Although quarantining in hotel rooms is generally not an ideal situation for any college student, Weichel is happy that they have this COVID-19 protocol in order.
But I think there's a lot wrong with the system, but I do think I'm glad there is at least a system.
That's it for this week's episode of ENN Radio. Subscribe to ENN Radio on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, and follow us on social media at Elon News Network. For the latest news, visit our website, elonnewsnetwork.com.